This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The widow of slain Haitian leader Jovenel Moïse, who was critically wounded in the attack that killed him, issued her first public remarks Saturday since the assault, calling on her nation not to lose its way.
Moi vivant, grâce mon Dieu. Moi vivant. Même au petit Marim, Jovenel.
In an audio message posted on her official Twitter account 3 days after her husband was shot dead in their home, Martine Moïse said, "I am alive, thanks to God. I am alive, but I have lost my husband, Jovenel." Martine Moïse was rushed to a Haitian hospital after the attack in the early hours of Wednesday. She was later evacuated to Miami, Florida for treatment. According to Haitian authorities, an armed commando of 28 men, 26 Colombians and 2 Haitian Americans, burst in and opened fire on the couple in their home. So far, 17 have been arrested and at least 3 killed. A handful remain at large, according to police. No motive for the attack has been made public. Haiti's interim government has asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. Venezuela's interior minister says clashes between police and a gang in northwestern Caracas this week have killed at least 26 people, including 4 officers. Interior Minister Carmen Melendez said at least 38 people have been injured in the violence. The casualty count comes after several days of violence had some Caracas residents fleeing their homes and snarled traffic in several neighborhoods. Authorities are trying to push back against what analysts say is a turf grab by a criminal gang looking to expand beyond the Cota 905 barrio. This is VOA News.